program on the air now at 7 after the hour on Thursday, the 12th of September. Made it through another September 11th. So now we'll work our way around to the next September 11th, Kenny, I guess. Ken Kessler is here with me, Ken and Doug, on the Good Day program in this hour. We are happy to have you with us, sort of dig into some of the important stories of the day. You're certainly interested in Syria, most of you, so we'll start with that. But there are other things that are going on. Let's see how we do time-wise in getting to some of these issues. 888-302-3684. We are scheduled for, well, we actually have no schedule. We have an hour at a time to deal with the important information that has been created in the last 24 hours. So from this hour back 24 hours we go. In the next hour, it's 24 hours, you get the gist of things. Things haven't changed a whole lot in terms of Syria. Today, Secretary of State John Kerry is going to meet with the Russian foreign minister to work on the proposal to have Syria turn over their chemical weapons stockpile. In the meantime, Russian President Vladimir Putin has an op-ed piece in the New York Times claiming that a U.S. airstrike on Syria would kill many innocent people, spur Iran to pursue their nuclear weapons plan, and unleash a new wave of terrorism. Also, a new report from the U.N. claims that both sides in the Syrian civil war are guilty of grave crimes, including torture and hostage-taking, have violated international law. Report also claims that there is no military solution to this war, and anybody supplying arms to either side are only creating an illusion of victory. I think I agree with that. Thinking about, let's go back through that. The UN says that both sides in this civil war are guilty of grave crimes. I can easily see that as a reality. Can't you, Kenny?
Oh,
torture,
yeah.
Hostage
yeah,
taking.
Yeah, there were the videos last week we saw of the rebels executing unarmed
yeah.
men.
Right.
Yeah.
So the report also claims there is no military solution to the war. There is never, well, I shouldn't say never, there was a military solution to World War II. Other than that, and the Iraq situation going into Kuwait, those are the only two examples of anybody using military essence to win anything that actually won anything, right? Didn't win anything in Korea, didn't win anything in Vietnam. Haven't won anything in Iraq. Haven't won anything in Afghanistan. Am I right or not?
Yeah, I think you'd have to go back maybe to the Revolutionary War.
Yeah. So here's Vladimir Putin with this op-ed piece in today's New York Times. We have posted the link to this op-ed piece on our Facebook page, facebook.com/Good Day Show. We've also posted an op-ed piece that Putin wrote that was printed in the New York Times in 1999. His position was exactly the opposite of today's position. Then he wrote, "No government can stand idly by when terrorism strikes," as he explained Russia's plan to intervene and use military force in Chechnya. So if you stop by our Facebook page, see both of these articles, and then you can share them with your family and friends so everybody has a better idea of what's really going on. Facebook.com/Good Day Show. Twitter at Good Day Show. What sort of our own op-ed pieces do we have in the form of expression of either involvement, things changed after the president's address on Monday night or not, Kenny?
Tuesday
night. It was Tuesday night, yeah.
Lots of conversation about Putin in these two different op-eds. Dahlia was actually the one who pointed out the 1999 piece where Russia was targeting strikes in Chechnya. Andrew says that that Putin's New York Times op-ed today fails to mention Russian arms sales to Assad and government massacres of civilians.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, conveniently left that out.
Right, yeah.
Marie says Putin's plea to the U.S. for caution would be much more credible if he stopped supplying Syria and Iran with weapons.
Nothing. That's nothing short of the truth.
Yeah.
Anything else that you want to pass on?
Frank has a comment about what Obama said Tuesday night. He says, avoiding war at all costs strengthens a nation, not weakens it.
Mm-hmm. I think that there is something to be said for that as well. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com or to Ken at DougStephan.com. So I'm thinking we'll have a number of calls. Let's see if we can dig around in there. There are other things that are going on, but we have there's lots of, as you can imagine, there's now a lot of thinking. I'm not sure there's a whole lot of thinking going on before with regard to this. I think there is some thinking. And so this op-ed piece, the other thing that is probably important to know in putting all this into perspective today is that the U.S. and, well, all of the people that are a part of the U.N. Security Council are going to be meeting, discussing the situation in Syria. Envoys from the U.S., Russia, Britain, France, and China are attending those talks. So there's that. Plus the commemoration of the 12th anniversary of September 11th. There are a lot of other things that are going on that probably you'd like to know about. Maybe you do know a little. Maybe you don't know much. You'll know more than you knew before by sticking around at this hour of the Good Day program, 13 after the hour now.
It's back. For tailgating or watching at home, Reynolds, Hefty, and Johnsonville brands have a game-time winning lineup. Reynolds Wrap Foil, Reynolds Slow Cooker Liners, Hefty Waste Bags, Food Bags, Plates, and Cups, and the full juicy flavor of Johnsonville Brats. Fire up your grill and get those Johnsonville Brats cooking. Lay Reynolds Wrap Foil on the grill to help prevent the brats from burning and to make cleanup a snack. And for really easy cleanup, don't forget Hefty Waste Bags, Disposable Plates, and Cups. Reynolds, Hefty, and Johnsonville brands, the winning lineup this football season.
Attention roofing contractors and homeowners. The Home Depot is running a special on shingles from GAF, North America's largest roofing manufacturer. Buy a pallet or more of in-stock Timberline or Royal Sovereign shingles and get 15% off the everyday shelf price. Just visit your local Home Depot between September 5th and September 15th and save 15% on GAF Advanced Protection Shingles, the preferred brand of professional contractors. GAF and the Home Depot, the best choice for roof systems and accessories.
At GMC, our customers know our service is as professional grade as the trucks we sell. And now GMC is very proud to announce that we've just received the J.D. Power & Associates Award for highest in customer satisfaction with dealer service among mass market brands. Perhaps that's because no one knows GMC vehicles like the GMC certified service experts. From their hours of GMC training to their specialized tools and equipment, it's professional grade service for your professional grade truck. GMC certified service at your local GMC dealer. There's never been a better time to try it than now. For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires and a 30-day price match guarantee. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery of debit card. Offer ends 9/30/13. Add written estimate or internet quote for identical tires from competing tire retailer or installer located within 50 miles of the dealer. Required during guarantee period for price match. For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com.
Well, your heart looks good. Cholesterol levels are fine. So tell me again what's happening.
Well, doctor, once a week I get totally lightheaded.
Mm-hmm.
The whole room starts to spin.
Mm.
My heart starts pounding like crazy.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes my toes go numb.
Really? And where are you when this happens?
The checkout line at Kohl's.
I think we've discovered the cause.
Don't miss Kohl's Super Saturday Sale this Saturday. Great savings that make you go Kohl's. Kohl's. Expect great things.
Back to school got you on the run? Office Max has everything school requires and everything your student desires. With over 2,800 supplies in store, save on touchscreen laptops, tablets, printers, and ink, plus weekly penny deals and max value items at a buck or less. Office Max, the hot deals start here. Offer ends September 14th. Restrictions apply.
888-302-3684 connects with us on the phone to the Good Day program this hour. Monitoring a lot of television, news talk television and radio programs finds that we can then sort of piece together the story, not just from our point of view or news media point of view, but from the people who have conversed about this. And sometimes that helps in the understanding. It's a very interesting thing that we posted on the Facebook page, Putin and his op-ed, and then the one from 1999. You want to check that one out. Meanwhile, here is an excerpt from a conversation the talk host Phil Jakubowski had with Congressman Elijah Cummings. They talk about what Cummings did and didn't like regarding the president's speech. The focus, of course, was Syria Tuesday night.
First of all, it's a speech that the president needed to make because the American people needed to hear from him with regard to where we are on Syria. I thought he did a very good job laying out the case of the moral case with regard to people dying from chemical weapons. But his strongest argument with regard to our national security interests was when he talked about the troops, that if there was a proliferation of these types of chemical weapons, that when our armed service folks go into battle, that they could be literally wiped out very quickly in an unfair war because others would be using these weapons. And so I thought he did a very good job on that. I was hoping that he would have addressed more my issue, which is how exactly do you expect to degrade these weapons, of these chemical weapons, in the capacity of Assad to use them? And if you do not completely degrade them, how do you deter him from doing that? I thought the president could have done a better job on that. And probably the big question, and I thought he did a pretty good job on this one, is how do we make sure that these limited strikes do not mushroom into an all-out war with boots on the ground? I think he believes in his heart that it will not escalate to that level. But because of Iraq, the backdrop of Iraq, many of my constituents, the overwhelming majority, I think, are very skeptical.
So do you support it at this point? Because I know you had been questioning that.
No, I'm still looking at all the evidence, and I am very, very hopeful that the Russian proposal to come to some type of agreement where the Assad's weapons of mass destruction can come under some type of international control, I'm hopeful that that will work out. I'm urging the president to do everything in his power to use diplomacy as opposed to warfare. One of the things that we do know is that if we can resolve this through diplomacy, we don't have to worry about anybody dying. We will get these weapons away from the control of Assad, and therefore we won't have to worry about deterring or worry about his capability. And finally, it would probably be able to lead us to some type of diplomatic solution with regard to the civil war that's going on over there in Syria.
Meanwhile, Secretary of State Kerry has arrived in Geneva to test the seriousness of the Russian proposal to secure the chemical weapons in Syria. He and a team of U.S. experts are going to spend 2 days meeting with the Russians. They hope to emerge with an outline of how 1,000 tons of chemical weapon stocks can be handled. 1,000 tons. So if they have this kind of chemical weaponry in this small country, Syria, what in the world do some of the bigger countries who are powerful war sort of, I was going to say warmongers, but war operatives, what do we have for chemical weaponry? Wonder about that? 21 after the hour.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll free 888 888- 877-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Situation in Syria. The crisis over chemical weapons in Syria has underlined a central dilemma for the West as it tries to deal with the civil war, the lack of attractive alternatives to President Assad. The political opposition, which is operating from exile with not much credibility on the ground, has been hobbled by infighting. And if you go inside of Syria, the rebels are also divided. Fighters are linked to Al-Qaeda. And that's not certainly, and they're becoming increasingly dominant, by the way, not particularly attractive. It's allies, our U.S. Friends trying to strengthen rebels. So we're creating sort of a continuum here, and I don't know that, I think that that's particularly our job. What do you think our job? The president, by the way, remember said early on that Assad lost his right to lead because of the brutal oppression of the opposing what he was doing to those who were uprising. And now you look at, as Kenny and I were just saying a few minutes ago, what the opposition groups, some of these religious groups, the brutal force that's been used there. There's been brutal force in this country since 1970. And so brutality leads to brutality. Chaos leads to chaos. There's banditry. All of the whole country is out of control. So with the sectarian violence that we remember happened in Iraq, the same sort of thing has happened in Syria. It is a mess, and we don't understand it. We don't necessarily think like that. So what are we doing there is still the question, and why are we there? The ladies on The View yesterday discussed the speech the president gave on Tuesday night and the decision-making process he's going through on Syria.
The big question is, guys, do we trust them?
You know, if there's 42 chemical weapon sites in Syria, so I'm wondering, like, how do we know if they've turned over everything? But I think President Obama is in a rock and a hard place. He gave the speech right before, a day before 9/11. And you got a lot of people, when that war started 10 years ago, if you had children and they were 8, they're 18 now. They could possibly serve as a parent. That's got to be the hardest thing to think. My child could serve for another 10 years.
But that's what people are saying. And I think he's not going to happen. I'm not putting these on the ground.
I appreciate the fact that he's going, let's go for the peaceful effort first.
Because he knows people are on the ground. We don't know what will happen, but I'm happy to see that the majority of the country is for peace and holding on.
I think we're
all... That's always good. People who want to go to war.
Well, there were a lot of people who were saying, why aren't we doing something? Why aren't we doing something? Because, yes, but the thing is, a lot of those people said, well, you know, this is happening. The president should be doing something. He's not doing it. He's not doing it. And then he did something. They said, well, we don't want you to do anything. What are you doing? So in a way, Sherry, you're right. It is a rock and a hard place. But I'm very happy. I'm really glad because I think we're kind of tired of
war.
We're tired of war.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds. Happiness researcher Sean Acor is author of the international bestseller, The Happiness Advantage. His new book, Before Happiness, offers 5 simple strategies for unleashing your genius for happiness.
One of my favorite parts of my new book is a research study that I did with Peter Salove and Ali Akram, both at Yale University. We went into UBS, the large Swiss bank, in the midst of a banking crisis and looked to see how senior leaders were actually contemplating the stresses that they were experiencing. So what we did is we split up managers into 2 groups. Group 1 saw 2 3-minute videos in which we talked about how stress can be debilitating. For group 2, we showed them 2 3-minute videos in which they saw how stress is actually enhancing. The result? Over the next 6 weeks, both groups showed equal amounts of stress at work. They're in the midst of a banking crisis. And yet, group 2, that saw stress as enhancing, saw a 23% drop in the fatigue-related symptoms. That's headaches, backaches, and fatigue at work. Stress is inevitable, but its effects upon the human body are not. What this is an indication of is if we can change the way that your brain processes reality, to see stress as a challenge instead of as a threat, we can improve not only your health outcomes, but your business outcomes and your levels of happiness as well, which is exactly the point of my book, Before Happiness. What we want to get people to realize is that there are multiple realities, and if we change the way that we construct reality, we can actually find not only more positive realities, but more successful ones as well.
Sean Acor, author of the new book, Before Happiness. There's more online, insightdailyradio.org.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption, absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Today, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Ken Kessler with me as we check out. I refer to them as news nuggets, some of the things that come from the television programs, just events that are happening. I thought it was pretty interesting, Kenny, to note that some of the president's top allies say he misread crucial political forces when he asked Congress to support the bid to strike in Syria. Chief among the missteps, they say, was underestimating the nation's profound weariness with military entanglements in the Middle East. Why wouldn't they? This speaks to, for me anyway, lack of real understanding of how to do this, the naivete, the lack of management experience or just experience, period. And I think what it does is arguably puts us into a place where we ought to be looking for somebody who's more seasoned in terms of age and experience than somebody like this. And somebody, anyway, you can say what you will about Jack Kennedy, who was, what, 41 or something when he was elected president. He was pretty young. Versus what we have. I mean, Clinton was young and he did all right. There's something about lack of experience, and it's been very pronounced here. I thought it was interesting. Jim Moran, who's a Democrat from Virginia, congressman, said, "I can't understand the White House these days." He was an early and enthusiastic endorser of a strike against Syria because of the chemical weapons attacks. He said, rather than unexpectedly asking for Congress's blessing, Obama might have quietly called House Democratic Leader Nancy Pelosi and said, "I'm thinking of sending this vote to Congress. How do you think it might turn out?" She would have said, "You've got to be kidding. She knows where the votes stand." Instead, he didn't do that. He doesn't call anybody. This is his problem, I think, one of his many problems. He's such an egotist. He decides for himself what he wants to do, and then he tries to back everybody else into whatever his plans are. And it hasn't worked. Elijah Cummings, the Democratic congressman from Maryland, said calls and emails from his district were running 99%, Kenny, against military intervention in Syria.
Wow.
99%. He said he told Obama at a meeting of the Congressional Black Caucus, quote, "Once he asked for Congress to give its consent, he also asked for the public's consent. Americans are not willing to grant it. Period. End of story." He said they're tired of war. And he also told Obama, you've got to understand, you and future presidents will be held to a higher standard whenever the issue of using military force is concerned. The main reason is the nation's unwillingness to forgive President Bush's decision to invade Iraq. Yes, I agree with that 110%. So if Obama had any hope of overcoming the reluctance of the public to strike in Syria, lawmakers said he needed a concise, compelling argument. He didn't have one. And Kerry didn't have one. Kerry was waffling back and forth about whether to send troops on the ground, and then he gets, you know, kind of stuck in that. So the White House underestimated the revulsion people would have toward a chemical, toward using our troops against those who used chemicals. We don't like the use of chemical weaponry. We like to see the fact that 1,400 people died. But there isn't anything that suggests that Americans think going in there by ourselves is a good idea. So what say you on this? 888-302-3684. Here's Talko's John Gambling, who has a conversation with national security expert K.T. McFarlane about the shock that oil is behind what's going on here.
I've heard this line of thinking from a number of different sources, that really what is behind all of this in Syria has as much to do, well, certainly the Middle East and the whole issue in Israel and the rest of it in Iran and all of that, but has as much to do with oil and gas pipelines running through the northern section of Syria.
Yeah, these are oil and gas pipelines that would go from Central Asia, not from Russia, but from other countries, through Syria and then to the west. And Russia does not want any competitor pipelines. It wants its own pipelines going through Syria. And why is this important to Russia? Russia, its only export is energy. Its only way it makes money is by selling oil and natural gas to the world. I mean, nobody buys Russian computers. Nobody buys Russian cars. So they buy Russian energy. And if Russia cannot get its oil to market, if Russia can't have a high price for that oil, then Russia is as screwed as it was in the late 1980s. And the way Reagan won the Cold War was not by using weapons. What he did was drive the price of oil down by convincing the Saudis to pump a lot more oil. And then the Russians, all of a sudden, their income stream dried up. They didn't have enough money to feed their own people. And then Reagan challenged them to a Star Wars military arms race, which they knew they couldn't keep up with. So that's really why the Soviet Union fell.
And as you and I spoke last time, a couple of weeks ago, you pointed out that we could probably quell much of the anxiety in the Middle East and other places in the world if we became energy independent. If we became a net exporter of raw energy, whether it be gas or oil, the Middle East would be scrambling to be our best friends.
You bet, because we have a lot of, you know, people do buy American cars and computers, but they don't really buy American oil and natural gas because we've not exploited our own resources. In the last couple of years, we've gotten the ability to discover this stuff and to get it out of the ground, refine it, and sell it. We ought to be doing that because if we become energy self-sufficient, we don't need the Middle East. And if we become major energy exporters, then the value of the Middle East oil, Russian oil, goes way down. If we don't do that, I worry that we're looking at 30 years of a Middle East, a civil war between radical Shiites and radical Sunnis funded by the oil revenues that both sides get. I want to take away their money and win the Cold War, this war, on economic terms.
Isn't that interesting to hear all of that, Kenny? That's really interesting to think about. And our oil and gas resource, we have the most natural gas of any country in the world. We got a lot of oil. So for a while, we put them all in the sea. There are those people who think we ought to not use any of our oil, drain all the oil out of the Middle East, and when it's all gone, they'll throw rocks at each other again, and that'll be the end of that. But the premise here that it's all about oil is no surprise or shock, is it, to anybody? It's got half a brain. 888-302-3684. It's always about oil, or it's always about how much we can sell in terms of our own production of armaments. That's what it's about. It's not about trying to help the families of 1,400 people who have been gassed. That's just a big bunch of hooey. Diplomatic efforts to place Syria's chemical weapons under international control intensifying as we get toward the end of the week. U.S. Strike could unleash extremist attacks, say the Russians. Secretary of State Kerry and Foreign Minister, is it Lavrov, I think that's how you pronounce his name, are in Geneva to try to work out how this all will happen. 888-302-3684. Meanwhile, Piers Morgan last night talked to Dana Bash, who is one of their news people, about the op-ed piece, which now there's going to be a great deal of discussion about. As I said a few minutes ago, we've posted this Putin op-ed piece from the New York Times today, along with one that was posted in 1999, where his position was exactly the opposite of what is written today. So you can check that out and spread it around. We posted it on our Facebook page, facebook.com/Good Day Show. So you can take it and use it as you will. Spread it around a little bit. What are we getting now for more action? Because people are waking up to this and looking at it and saying, ah, this is interesting. So what are our folks who are reading this saying about it, Kenny?
Not a lot of comments, a lot of liking and a lot of sharing. Jay says about today's op-ed by Putin that he seems to have some good points. It's always better to take the road of peaceful tranquility than to get caught up in the perils of a hectic rush hour,
right,
hoping it works out for all's sake.
Putin as peacemaker.
Yeah.
And there you go. All right, let's listen to an excerpt of this Piers Morgan conversation about Putin's op-ed piece.
You have Vladimir Putin taking over the New York Times op-ed pages to give his latest mission statement to the American people.
It is really remarkable. Just when you think the story can't change anymore and get any more, frankly, sometimes weird, it has. The idea that Vladimir Putin wrote in the New York Times, it's also fascinating because he knows how to get to the American people. But just the idea of penning something like that, really, and the substance of what he's saying, really does hit home to the American people how difficult it is going to be for John Kerry to go on this trip where he's heading right now to meet with his Russian counterpart, Sergey Lavrov, to find common ground, because at its core, what his message is in the New York Times is the whole idea of military force is bad, is wrong. I mean, he's made very clear that he's opposed to it, and he's doing that again in this paper. And that's the opposite of what we're hearing from the president, both in private and in public. He says you need to keep military action on the table as the teeth to getting any diplomatic solution out there.
I mean, he says in this piece that there's growing trust between him and President Obama, but at the same time, he also attacks him for using this phrase that America was exceptional because of the policies it follows. He says, almost bordering on arrogance is the way Putin seems to read this, saying nothing exceptional about it at all, and countries shouldn't be exceptional like that. Mm-hmm. It's a very strange piece when you read it from start to finish, but you can't help thinking that what it shows the American people is that the man calling the shots here is not their president, but it's the Russian leader.
That's exactly right, and it really does remind you that this off-ramp or this lifeline that everybody went for immediately, from the administration to members of Congress who were being asked to vote on something that they didn't, most of them didn't want to vote for, which is authorization, is now in the hands of this man who nobody trusts. I mean, you saw the Senate Majority Leader on the Senate floor today reminding everybody that he was head of the KGB.
888-302, not the member of the floor wasn't a member of the KGB. Putin was. 888.
That'd be interesting.
888-302-3684. All right, let's take some calls in a few minutes. Whether or not you support military action, that's been the old question. Whether or not you think the president did a good job on Tuesday night, that's part of the question. And whatever other items of interest we can squeeze in the next few minutes, we'll do that here on Good Day.
Football is back. For tailgating or watching at home, Reynolds, Hefty, and Johnsonville brands have a game-time winning lineup. Reynolds Wrap Foil, Reynolds Slow Cooker Liners, Hefty Waste Bags, Food Bags, Plates, and Cups, and the full juicy flavor of Johnsonville Brats. Fire up your grill and get those Johnsonville Brats cooking. Lay Reynolds Wrap Foil on the grill to help prevent the brats from burning and to make cleanup a snap. And for really easy cleanup, don't forget Hefty Waste Bags, Disposable Plates, and Cups. Reynolds, Hefty, and Johnsonville brands, the winning lineup this football season.
The American Veterans Center needs your help to preserve and protect our veterans' legacy so future generations will remember their service and sacrifice. You can help the center accomplish this with a gift of $25. For your support, you'll receive a free Doolittle Raiders hat. Just go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org and click the donate button. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
The NFL season is right around the corner, and that means it's time for fantasy football. It doesn't matter if you're a rookie or a vet. Yahoo Sports is here to help you win your league. Since 2002, female participation in fantasy football is up nearly 27% each season. Yahoo Sports reporter Melanie Collins is here to show you how you can score big without ever leaving your mobile device.
With the new Yahoo Sports Fantasy app, managers can complete the entire season from their phone or tablet. From mobile drafting to managing your team weekly, it's an easy-to-use platform that'll make sure you never miss anything this fantasy football season. My best tip for new players is to prepare ahead of time. Try doing a mock draft on the app so you're ready and know what to expect for your actual draft. But most important, have fun.
For more information and to be a part of a big game, sign up at fantasysports.yahoo.com. That website again is fantasysports.yahoo.com.
At GMC, our customers know our service is as professional grade as the trucks we sell. And now GMC is very proud to announce that we've just received the J.D. Power & Associates Award for highest in customer satisfaction with dealer service among mass market brands. Perhaps that's because no one knows GMC vehicles like the GMC certified service experts. From their hours of GMC training to their specialized tools and equipment, it's professional grade service for your professional grade truck. GMC certified service at your local GMC dealer. There's never been a better time to try it than now. For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires and a 30-day price match guarantee. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery of debit card. Offer ends 9/30/13. Add written estimate or internet quote for identical tires from competing tire retailer or installer located within 50 miles of the dealer required during guarantee period for price match. For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com.
Back to school got you on the run?
Let's get it started.
Office Max has everything school requires and everything your student desires. With over 2,800 supplies in store, save on touchscreen laptops, tablets, printers, and ink, plus weekly penny deals and max value items at a buck or less. Office Max, the hot deals start here. Offer ends September 14th. Restrictions apply.
888-302-3684. You're listening to the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Ken Kessler and I are here to shepherd through the information that has been gleaned over the past 24 hours and thoughts from you as well. Keith is listening in Arkansas and isn't much of a supporter of military action here.
Now, I called all of my congresspeople when this first came up, both senators and my local representative, and told them absolutely do not vote for unilateral attack on Syria. It's not in our interest. And I would not vote, nor will I vote, for any senator or congressperson who does that. Now, as for any sort of continuing resolution or resolution to back up this so-called disarmament, the resolution should state that if the UN Security Council and NATO and the United Nations and the Arab nations all support a military strike to enforce this, then America will be agreeable to that. However, we will not do it alone.
All right, here's Jason in Ohio that agrees with the president.
I feel as though this is not about Democrats, it's not about Republicans, it's about it's our duty as Americans and as human beings to defend what's going on over in Syria, because if we don't, we open the door for everybody else to use chemical weapons, and we take, for instance, our own domestic issues when women and children are massacred at the hands of a gunman. We're ready to we're quick to execute them and punish them to the fullest extent of the law, but when somebody does it, whether it's in another country or our own soil, when you attack women and children unprovoked and massacre innocent people, and you don't retaliate, you're giving everybody else the ammunition to do the same thing without repercussion.
All right, correct pronoun is who, not that. Thank you, Jason. We'll be right back.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
It's the Mountain House Super Sale. Right now at BePrepared.com. This month only. Every can is 40% off. Try the delectable flavor of scrambled eggs with bacon. Only $20.39. Regularly $33.99. Or taste Mountain House Beef Stroganoff. Normally $28.49. Now only $17.09. In the mood for dessert? Try a number 10 can of raspberry crumble. For only $16.49. Usually priced at $27.49. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863. Or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
After the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program, the bottom line here is what is in the news is our focus, and what does it mean to you is what I would like you to respond to as we go through some of this stuff by dialing 888-302-3684. Solemn memorials taking place across the country yesterday to commemorate the 12th anniversary of the terrorist attacks in New York City. Certainly, that was the site of most of the activity. The President, First Lady, Vice President marking the moment on the lawn of the White House. President observing a moment of silence at the time which Flight 77 hit the Pentagon. And then there was time, certainly, for what took place in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. Here's talk host Richard Dixon with Sunil Merchant. Mr. Merchant was one of the people working on the 49th floor of the North Tower. I'm sorry, I got the wrong one. And this connects to what we were just saying anyway. This is Bobby Walsh, the talk show host, talking to Chris Toomey, the wife of Senator Pat Toomey, about funding for the Flight 93 Memorial in Shanksville, Pennsylvania.
You got involved in the Flight 93 fundraiser, and I know that a lot of people now think that it's over, but really part one is over. Can you kind of give us what this is about and the first part of it and where we're going?
Well, I get involved in the fundraising aspect after Pat and I and our two older kids were out there for the 10th anniversary of September 11th, and former Presidents Clinton and Bush were there, and they announced then that they did not have enough money raised to continue the rest of the memorial. They had the wall in the path of the flight that had all the names of the 40 passengers and crew, and they had the walkway out that overlooked the field where the impact was. But they had not begun an education center, and most of the children that are school groups that are going through now, they weren't alive on September 11th, and they they don't have any personal memory of it. So an education center is very important for this memorial. And then they also have a Tower of Voices planned for the 40 passengers and crew. So they had not raised the funds, and that was the only memorial that had not been completed. So the former presidents and Speaker of the House, John Boehner, had pledged to help them, you know, close that gap. And they held an event down in D.C., and that still didn't, you know, get them there. So I held a congressional tribute on Capitol Hill last December just to help raise awareness and continue, you know, the interest in the memorial and trying to raise the money. So they have raised enough money to go ahead with the education center. Mm. They're still looking for to raise the funds for the Tower of Voices. And
What is the Tower of Voices?
It's sort of a memorial to the 40 people. It's going to echo voices or make a sound in memory of the 40 people.
Gotcha. All right. So that's so they got that. But so now they've got this walkway and the pathway out and the wall for the memorializing the victims of that flight. And now you're saying they have enough money for the education center.
Right. That there's a groundbreaking today out in Shanksville to begin the next phase for the education center.
So, September 11th, the tributes. I thought the tribute in light, Kenny, was really pretty spectacular. The tribute in light returned for one night in New York. Tribute to all those who were lost on September 11th. The lights were located in Lower Manhattan. They started at sunset last night and have just now, as dawn comes up on the East Coast, gone out. But quite a spectacular show of commemoration, in a sense. And I guess that the day wouldn't have been complete without another commemoration. There was a blast that hit central Benghazi yesterday on the anniversary of the attack for the consulate. Four Americans were killed on that day a year ago. A foreign ministry building and a branch of the central bank were damaged in the blast. This is, again, speaking to our involvement in the Middle East, to us being in places that we, or being involved in things we have no business being involved in. And you can blame it all on two things. I said this earlier. I will say it. I've said it for years. It's all about oil, and it's all about the military-industrial complex selling its wares. All these people who have nothing to do. Remember what the unemployment rate is in some of these countries. In Saudi Arabia, for example, it's 40%. Other countries in the Middle East, 40, 45%. So half the people have nothing to do, and they're perfect to get involved in this sort of thing because they're upset to begin with. They'll take guns and shoot at anybody. And that's the kind of thing that we don't hear a lot of because people are not sophisticated enough to be able to explain. I don't know, maybe it doesn't take any sophistication, it takes a little knowledge.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.